going on, everybody in Chicago? E3 2018. We just finished hanging out at the Xbox briefing. They had a ridiculous amount of games in this briefing. So much stuff that I had to write it down and put it on my phone so that I could actually look at it and get all the stuff out on the list. C.
Yeah.
And Tanya.
Yes.
Hanging out.
Yes.
Chilling with us.
Yes.
So, first of all, this is your first conference. This is your first E3 conference at all.
Yeah, that's right.
And also your first Xbox conference.
Right.
How are you feeling about everything right now after all that?
Well, now that I can hear, good. Like, there's some stuff I didn't expect to see. Like, who would have thought Battletoads would show up?
Yeah, yeah.
I was just like, okay, so I'm convinced for Game Pass. I'm convinced for Crackdown 3.
Yeah.
Look, I saw Terry Crews. I was like, take my money.
Right. Terry Crews doing his best Old Spice commercial.
Yes, exactly.
While being in a character in a game, which was phenomenal and fantastic. See, what were some of the things you were thinking about during the conference? What were some of the takeaways that you had?
I think one of the biggest takeaways was the fact that I got to see games.
Yeah.
50 games, 18 exclusives, 15 world premieres. There was lots of stuff on the stage. We got to see the introduction of 5 new game studios for Microsoft. So there was a lot of stuff there that was there to digest. And really, honestly, I think maybe 2 or 3 games out of all the games that they showed were games that I was like, kind of nonplussed about them.
Yeah.
But everything else was like, oh man, I have to play those games.
So let's run down a couple of the games that we saw, because
definitely.
It's really important to kind of get the breadth and depth of what we actually saw during the show. So besides the 5 studios that got announced, and some of those studios that we already knew about kind of being in the fold, hearing about stuff like Ninja Theory kind of jumping into the fold with Xbox was huge. Playground Games, which is doing all the Forza games, that was huge.
Right.
Let's see.
Forza
Horizon games.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, Turn 10's already there, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The Undead Labs, which is really interesting. I knew that they were there already kind of in the studio, but seeing them kind of push it out and be kind of first party now is very, very different.
Yeah.
Stuff that we knew that was going to be there, but didn't really get a chance to see a lot of it. Fallout 76, which was huge.
Yeah.
That was something I did not expect to see.
Right.
Even the kind of quick talk about. And that stuff. What about Fallout 76? Did that kind of get you excited about the stuff that they were showing?
It did. It didn't. I want to see how it plays out, because the other trailer we saw, I mean, it's like you need to have kind of a multiplayer experience with it.
Right.
But if there's a single player, I'll be down for it.
Right. 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 See, what are you?
Yeah. I mean, it's another Fallout game. I like the fact that they're bringing it as making it a prequel. So that way we'll get to kind of get new story elements. They'll be able to use the terrain in very different ways. So gives them the space and the breadth to create new characters and new creatures and new monsters that may have gone extinct by the time we see the characters in Fallout 4. So I thought it was great. I can't wait to play it.
We saw some returning champions come back.
Yes.
We saw Ori, Will of Wisps be a game that's coming back out.
And exclusive.
Exclusive, looked fantastic. New engine, it seems like they had there. Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice, which was a really interesting game to see. It felt like Neo at first when I first saw it. And I was crap, they got a new Neo game.
Right?
They got the Neo sequel, which was really interesting. Folks over at Don't Nod, who are famous for Life is Strange, they had a game called The Adventures of Captain Spirit.
Yes.
Which looked really cool. What did you guys think about that? No, nothing?
That's my one of the few games I was like, eh.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Are you a fan of that series?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Famously not a fan.
Hot take.
Of Life is Strange. I, on the other hand, am very much a fan of Life is Strange, so I'm really, really excited for what Don't Nod has to do. The fact that it's set in the same universe, so we don't even know whether it's the power of imagination or if he has time-bending manipulation or some other type of otherworldly power. So, like, to be able to see what's going on there, I'm there for it. I love Don't Nod. I'm happy that there is another game from that studio coming out.
So, Nier Automata.
Yes.
They have a kind of, what is it? What would you call that?
That's the
definitive edition.
Yeah.
So that's going to come out in enhanced 4K, as they say on Xbox. And some really cool stuff. Everyone was excited about EA Play trying to get Skate 4 as a game that they had.
Yes.
But it looks like Xbox, they pulled it together and grabbed the folks from their Kickstarter called Session. I think they're out in Brazil, a company out in Brazil who made that game. So we may finally get a skate game, but it just won't be from EA.
Yeah, which is crazy. And it looked really, really good, though.
It did.
Yeah.
It, you know, I mean, it looked like that was in engine, so that should be fine. But, like, it looked really fluid.
Yeah.
It looked like they were grinding against the elements and stuff like that. You could take it and put it in any city.
So many dirty so many dirty jokes that could come out of grinding on
grinding
the elements.
On the elements, baby.
Terrible.
But yeah, man, it looked damn good. You know what? I want to talk about a game that it seemed like Phil Spencer was really excited about, and you know, they put it in a place where I think they were going to get a lot of pop, but it didn't pop really well, which was Tale of Vesperia, the definitive edition.
Yeah, yeah.
His first time coming over from the East. It was a very, very Japanese RPG. I don't know if that crowd is on the Xbox, because the Xbox doesn't have a history with JRPGs in that way.
Sure.
But this is them being aggressive. So let's, you know, I guess there's a good chance that maybe this will be the thing that gets that JRPG crowd into things. And if it's not, the other game that that they brought onto the stage, Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
That'll get the JRPG crowd in there. And that looked really, really good.
Folks were super excited about Kingdom Hearts. Folks are really excited about Finji's game, Tunic, which is
a
really cute fox game that looks like a hybrid of Legend of Zelda. It looks a little bit like Rez as well.
Yes.
So a couple of other kind of takes in there, too. What did you all think about the Battletoads final final share that they finally got out in the world, about Battletoads being a thing?
I want it.
Yeah?
I'm like, how many friendships are going to get ruined over Battletoads co-op?
How many people are going to get you killed in a game?
Yep.
And do that stuff. So they had a pretty good catalog of games that got shared, but we didn't even get to the heavy hitters yet.
Right.
Division 2 finally got shared.
Yes.
Division 2, which was ridiculously pretty.
Yes.
And it looks like they've added some new wrinkles to the way the systems work. What do you think about Division 2?
Look, I'm going to break my pre-order rule for this game.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
This is it now? This is the one this is going to be it?
Yep.
See, what do you think?
And Devil May Cry.
Ooh, yeah, well, you know, something. I don't know if I'm going to break the pre-order rule just yet, but I'm really excited. I'm really excited to see what, and we may see more of the Division 2 later on in the week. I'm really excited to see what that's going to be all about.
Yeah, Gears Pop, what are your thoughts about that?
Oh, yeah, Gears Pop, that looks great.
That's
looks
so cute.
Yeah, I mean, it's just cute and dumb, and they're all about, they're leaning into just the quirkiness of that whole thing. So, I'm there for that. Like, that entire Coalition segment, it had me.
That was on point. That was on point.
Yeah.
Sharknado, the game, or AKA Just Cause 4. They had that debut as well, which at first I was like, I don't want another Just Cause game. But then I was like, you know what? The way that they kind of spun it, literally spun it, with a huge tornado in the middle of the map, definitely made me feel like that was a game that I might actually go back and play.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, before we get up out of here, two amazingly big games. Was we knew they were kind of going to be at the show, but didn't know if they were going to be on the Xbox stage.
Right.
Gears 5, which just got shared.
Right.
Again, we talked a little bit about that. That looks gorgeous.
Yep.
That looks like that's going to be a really interesting story. And the one that threw everybody a loop, right at the end of the show, Phil Spencer walks off, Pimp walks off, he dips out, screen bugs out.
Right.
Cyberpunk 2077 gets shown for the first time at the show. What are your thoughts about Cyberpunk 2077?
I'm sold.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I knew a little bit about it, but I hadn't really seen a lot, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You got me.
Yeah. See, what are your thoughts?
I've been hyped for this game. Shout out to Max Scoville, because he continues to be hyped for this game, and his hype is infectious. So I've been infected with Max Scoville hype. Cyberpunk 2077, I'm there for it. Yeah. I mean, let's do it. Let's do it.
So before we dip out, before we go, last, go ahead.
Last thoughts.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We didn't even talk about two big titles.
Wait, which ones?
Halo Infinite.
Oh, yeah.
Which they started the show with.
They started the show.
Totally true. I forgot
about
that.
You just got dazzled with Cyberpunk.
Because there were so many games. Go ahead.
Right, yeah. I mean, Halo, like, they it was a great beginning of part of the trailer, and then you get to see Master Chief. Master Chief looked great, you know, and then you got to hear the epic soundtrack, you know, the score was there. Halo Infinite, it's coming at some point. Who knows, but we're going to get it, and I'm really excited for it. There was a big pop in the crowd. It was interesting that it was called Halo Infinite and not Halo 6.
True.
They stole my name for the Xbox console and threw it on the Halo side. I'll take it.
What was the other game that I
missed? The other game, it's Forza Horizon 4.
Ah.
You know, we talked about Turn 10. We talked about Playground Games. Playground Games does wonderful things with that Horizon series. I love it. Forza Horizon 4, I'm here for it. It's going to be in the British Isles. Let's get it. October.
So,
and
last,
Devil May Cry.
There's so many games. May Cry 2, which was something that I did not expect. I heard rumors about that game, too, but no one knew it was going to be on the Xbox stage.
Yeah. I had no idea it was in development.
Yeah.
And I was like, but we get Dante back.
Yeah, and Dante's going to be in there.
And Dante is like that last second. So
yep.
When folks see this online, like, make sure you watch the whole clip.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I said, new dude. And I was like, wait, but Dante comes back.
It's true. What was the game that most excited you in the conference? There's a lot.
It's a toss-up. Well, Devil May Cry 5 and then Cyberpunk 2077.
Mm.
And Division 2. So three.
See?
Three of them.
You know what? I'm going to be easy. Forza Horizon 4. I love that series. So, I mean, I knew the game was going to be there. I just wanted to see what it was like. I just want to race. I want to race things and find barns. I want to find the barns.
Barn Chaser 2018
for
Cicero. So we're about to get up out of here. For me, it was definitely Cyberpunk and Devil May Cry. I'm really excited about those two games. They're going to be phenomenal when they drop. And we know that CD Projekt Red knows how to build a hell of a world.
Yes.
So that's going to be fantastic. So we have a lot more stuff coming to you. Make sure you're checking out everything on YouTube. Make sure you're checking out all our stuff on Instagram. Checking this stuff out on Twitter. And we'll be back with some more stuff throughout the rest of the week. Peace, y'all.
Peace.